Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Richard Allen, the accused Delphi murderer, it continues on. The prosecution laying out its case over the last 2 weeks or so. It has certainly been fascinating. No one has any cameras in the courtroom or relying on reporting from those who have been inside. Our own Bob Mata has been in there covering this every single day. And we've been relying on a lot of his reporting for our reporting inside that courtroom. Defense Diaries is his podcast. Please do check that out. I want to give him props for all of his reporting and information we're giving.
He's
us.
Doing a good job.
Joining us, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and author of this book. It's coming up on the green screen, a little weird. Unbreakable Alliances. It is out now wherever you get books, Amazon, or if you want the audiobook, Audible, you can get it as well. You can see the poster in his background as well. We'll have a physical copy here soon. I can't wait to dive into this this book. Anyway, let's talk about Delphi. Prosecution laying out its case. I think a lot of us were hoping maybe they got something. Maybe we're all going to be proved wrong because they're so confident in this and they're denying these motions left and right. They must have something. They must have a real smoking gun. Then they're like on the backside going, look, this doesn't matter. Let's just do this because it will prove our case without a doubt. They've pretty much been doing what the opposite. They've been laying out the weak case that we've been criticizing them for all this time, pretty much to a T, and then even weaker, I think, than what we even speculated on. It's been shocking. They've now seen the interrogation tape. They've talked to experts. There has yet to be a true single piece of evidence that undoubtedly links Richard Allen to that scene. That bullet that they're sitting on, very questionable at best. Joining me to discuss, like I said, Robin Dreek. Robin, what's your thoughts on the trial this far now as we're wrapping up more than a few weeks into it?
I am still looking, and I've gotten a lot of comments on this on social media. I keep saying I'm looking for a motive.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have even said, well, you don't need a motive. Sexual assault, sometimes you just don't need a motive. Someone just does horrible things. Okay. But here's why I'm looking for a motive. And the motive, what I'm trying to do is, okay, someone said it's a sexual assault of a child. Okay, that's a motive. But I'm saying tied to him. Tony, out of all the cases we've covered together and countless others, there's always been an arc in someone's behavior. We've been able to say it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, there was a, something that sparked a leap to go in violence, something sparked a leap for murder, something sparked a leap to a rape. I don't care what it is. There's been an arc in someone's life. I've been waiting, like you, to see the prosecution lay out a behavior arc in Alan's life that says this makes sense. He makes sense as a perpetrator. And then when I looked at the transcript from the interrogation, because it was an interrogation, it went right from trying to inspire him to feel safe to an accusation, an implied accusation, because that's what matters in that was that that's what Alan felt it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a horrendous job on that interview from my point of view.
Yes.
And they backed themselves into a corner. They backed themselves into a corner where he became uncooperative. They had an opportunity, which investigators should do, to have him lay out his all his cards so they can rule him out. The most of the time you spend, you know, since looking for the perpetrator of a horrendous crime is looking for a needle in a haystack. Most of the time what you're trying to do is get rid of all the hay so you can find the needle.
Mm-hmm.
The way you get rid of all the hay is you get rid of people it could be. They were so fixated on it was him that they had confirmation bias that everything he was going to say and do, they're saying it's you.
Yeah.
Whether it's coming out of their mouth, but it was in their behavior. Anyway, I just don't see, I still do not see a tie between his behavior and from what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
I have no problem, you know, shifting my mindset on this because I thought it might have been one thing and then no, but I have still not seen a behavior that someone has said, a family member, his wife, children, anything in his community, something from his past where he has a pattern of behavior of angrier, of taking things out. Because remember, you're going to murder someone with a knife. That is a very personal, angry thing you're going to do. Sexual assault, that is, if it is that, because again, some say, well, it has to be sexual assault. Well, we don't have evidence of sexual assault.
We don't, but the girls were, their clothes were taken off and flipped.
So it
leads to one thinking this is sexual. There's no seemingly reason why that would have happened, but there apparently wasn't sexual assault. Maybe there was an interruption. Maybe somebody came by. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions there. You were saying needle in a haystack earlier. What I feel like the prosecution and Delphi has been trying to do, because keep in mind, this is like 4 years after the murders took place. This town is like, where is the killer? Where are the killers? Who is it? What is it? What happened here? They needed to find somebody to stop getting grief from their community. And unfortunately, when you have that kind of pressure on you, it can make you go down roads of like, well, this seems to be the only option we have. Let's go down that. I mean, with the wrong people, this happens. Needle in a haystack. It seems Delphi has taken hay, found one kind of piece that was a little stiffer than the others, and is going to the public saying, this is a needle. Like, that's a piece of hay, sir. That's not a needle. It's a needle. It's a frick. Look, it's a needle. It's sharp on the end. It's long. It's like that's not, it's a piece of hay. It's clearly a piece of hay. That's what I think they're trying to sell everybody. And it's not working because I think within the group of the DA, within the group of the prosecution, within the group of the officers in Delphi, they've all convinced themselves that that piece of hay is just as good as a needle.
Yeah, 100%. And if the standard that the jury has to have is beyond a reasonable doubt, all the prosecution is doing is sowing reasonable doubt.
It is. I mean, this is their time to shine and lay it out. The defense hasn't even gone yet, at least as of this recording. And they've not done themselves any favors. It has been one thing after another of weak evidence that can easily be questioned and so reasonable doubt. I mean, looking at some of the questions, you know, that were answered and asked here in his interrogation. How do you explain the cartridge found at the scene matching your gun? Meaning actually the bullet. I don't even know how my bullet would have gotten out there if that's my bullet. There's no way. That's Richard Allen's answer. Then are you the mastermind behind this? And he kind of laughs and goes, mastermind. Do you know Ron Logan? no, which Ron Logan is dead. It was his property. There was a lot of questions of if it was Ron Logan, which it may be. Again, never been charged, but he's dead. What do you want to tell? What want me to tell the prosecutor? I want you to tell them whatever you want to tell them. Again, how did the bullet from the gun get there? I don't know. Were you the last person to contact Abby and Libby? I never met them. Just a barrage of like, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you're in guilty, you know, you don't want to put yourself there, but this whole thing just doesn't read like somebody trying to be evasive. It reads like somebody who's getting pushed into a corner and eventually they want to make him guilty and he's getting pissed because he sees what's going on and eventually is like, no, you're effing crazy. This is not, I'm done. I'm done with this. And he walks out. I mean, you were just talking about that. The way that they conducted this interview was not in any way that it's going to benefit this case or get any sort of information out of him that's incriminating.
No, there's a few things in just the transcript we have. I'm looking at the one you are that struck me. So right at the very beginning of it, I thought his non-direct answers to specific questions was a little alarming, mm-hmm. very minorly. But what really got, there's a few things that really got me on this one is he disclosed he had suicidal thoughts.
Sure.
That shows a level of transparency that typically people that are trying to hide things typically don't do.
Yeah.
You know, and so the fact that he had, again, things that inspire trust is open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. Sharing those things with the officers showed a level of transparency, openness, and vulnerability. So that's very trustworthy behavior. They could have really capitalized on that because he seemed to be there with a great mindset of trying to help them. He volunteered to
exactly.
go in there. And like, right? And here's where they blew it. They could have – they took an opportunity. So he started getting a little reticent because of what they thought they were doing. Because what they started doing was they started showing him his shame.
Mm-hmm.
He's got stuff. There's stuff on my phone I might not want you to see on my computers. In other words – porn, something like that, that he's afraid as every human being is he's going to be shown his shame. Because yeah. as an investigator, I'm telling you, everyone's got something no one wants to see.
Sure.
It's not like you're killing someone.
No, it's like it's criminal either. I mean, it's just
right.
embarrassing.
And so they could have done a very simple thing called a rationalization, projections, and minimizers, a great investigative technique where they can let him know, like, listen, we know there's going to be stuff on there because we see things like this all the time. We're not looking to shame you because, again, you know, this kind of stuff is very common. We just want to have some transparency so we can rule you out. So if you're willing to do this, you know, we just want to look for X, Y, and Z. Let him feel safe that it's okay to share, that you're not going to be shamed or accused of something else because we're just doing our due diligence to rule you out. In other words, if they kept him on that before he had the perception that he's being pushed off the cliff of being a subject, they had a great opportunity to have the transparency they really needed to rule him out. And they wasted it.
Yeah, I mean, they completely botched this. It's going to be so interesting to see what the defense brings to light. I don't even know what they need to even bring up. Honestly, I wouldn't even touch Odinism at this point. I know they were like, you know, we want to bring this up. I don't think they need that. You're right. Like they don't. I feel like the prosecution has really laid out. We don't have a case against this man. We really jumped to judgment. There's not a lot of evidence here in any of this that points to it being him. Leave Odinism out. Don't touch it. That makes you look a little crazy, I think, if you start bringing that up, even if it is true.
And my apologies to anyone listening that thinks it's 100% him. Mm-hmm. And I will completely change my mind on that if presented with any data on this. And the only, you know, the thing that really strikes me on this case, very similar to the Rachel Morin case in Maryland, where she's killed and she's raped on the trail in the woods. And there was no one they found. Well, you know why? Because it was not a local guy. It was an illegal that came from LA all the way over to Maryland. So it was a transient guy that was just randomly doing horrendous things to women.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be that case in here too.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know because of there's other things involved because normally it's family people or people in someone's lives that know someone, but they're not even entertaining other aspects of someone it could be because they're trying to make a square peg fit in a round hole here. And I just don't see the connection with his behavior with the act that was committed.
Well, the thing is, there are such ace in the hole suspects in this case. That's what makes it crazy. Ron Logan was one. He's dead. And then you got the guy who was talking to her online, which we have records of it, even planning to meet her that day that they were murdered. But he says, I didn't go do it. He's in jail for 40 some years on child porn. Seems like a good suspect of all the people. Like, we're going after the CVS guy, who, by the way, they eventually did get his devices, and all 23 show zero signs of anything to do with the murder of these kids.
So they're not even considering the guy that's in jail for child porn that was in communication with one of these girls.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've essentially ruled him out because he said he has this alibi. And it's like, okay, he went to jail. It baffles the mind. Either they're covering something up because somebody is involved here that shouldn't be, that's higher up, or they're just continuing to cover up their shitty investigation and don't want to be embarrassed by it. I'm kind of going towards the latter, that they don't want to be embarrassed and they have such pride that they're not able to do it. They can't say that they were wrong, because it means like pretty much everybody was wrong in that department.
So we base everything off of data points. Mm-hmm. And again, the more data points we have, the stronger conclusions we can make. But just looking at the transcript from the interview says the data points is they just were not good at doing this investigation.
No, I think that's what it was. A small town. They weren't very experienced in something like this. You know, do I say they were trying their best? Sure, because it's all they knew.
Absolutely.
I don't think they had the right tools, the right training to handle things the way that would have been more efficient. But at the same point, you have to admit that at some point and go, we were wrong. Like this, but they just kept going. And it's gone this far. There's no turning back at this point.
Right.
Other than to find your turning point of he was found not guilty. Okay, then they can walk away with their heads held high, saying that they did their best. They thought everything was on the up and up, and it's all good. Same way with elections. Not going to say a side here, but because I think it could be used on either side. If you're a person and you're just so diehard on them, no matter what sort of horrible, crazy shit this person has said, according to your viewpoint, if they lose, that's your off-ramp. You don't have to admit that you were wrong. You don't have to admit that all these horrible things you were getting behind. They're done. Well, it's in the past. And then that's the off ramp, and it's a safe exit. Some people dig themselves into shit so deep that they need that off ramp to come up at some point in time, no matter how deep they have to keep going to get there. But eventually they get there. And I think that's what's happening with Delphi.
You know, unfortunately, we got to, as always, go back to the victims' families in this one. And I mean, no matter what the outcome of this is, do you think the victims' families might have peace that they have a result they can live with, that they know what happened? Well, they know what happened. I mean, I thought it was the testimony the other day was pretty grisly in about how the girls died, how long it took and things like that. And so, but the who in it, no matter what the jury comes back with, are you going to be convinced of the who was found right?
No, I think if they convict him, I think there's still questions. If they find him innocent, then that leaves it still out there. And I don't know how much of an investigation they're going to have after this, especially if it was kind of one of those lone wolves. I mean, granted, yes, statistically, it would be somebody that they knew or somebody that's been paying attention, something. But there are those lone wolves, like you said, Rachel Morin. It does happen. It's not completely impossible that there was just some nutcase that went through town that they went for a walk and killed these kids. Without much evidence, what are you going to do? They didn't investigate it all that well either. So they missed a lot of opportunities on evidence. So it may just be an unsolved mystery by the end of the day, unless something else happens here. But I think if you convict Richard Allen, if you're the parents, I think I'd be really questioning that. And I don't think I'd feel good about that as a parent. I'm not in their shoes. I can't say that. It'd be a totally different world to be in. But I think I would still be like, did we really get the right guy, or did we just ruin another person's life just because we wanted to have justice? Because that's supposed to make us feel good, when in the end it really doesn't, because you're still not sure.
I know. I hope at some point they have the resources, if he's found innocent, to go after who they could also now think it is. I would really like a deeper dive on the guy that was a pedophile in jail.
I want to know his connections. I want to know who else he was talking to, because a lot of times those people do not operate together, and maybe it wasn't him. You know, if his alibi stands up, Keegan Klein is his name, by the way. Never been charged. This is just pure conjecture. of, because it's really questionable. But if there's a network that he's with, I don't think it's crazy enough to say, hey, you know, I told I was going to meet these girls down here. Why don't you go ahead and say it's me? You know, you don't go meet them.
An alibi of a convicted pedophile. I wonder how reliable that is.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, none of it's reliable. But if you just try to dive into the twisted world of what else could have happened here,
yeah.
I think he's your prime suspect, at least having some knowledge of what the hell happened to these kids, whether he was the actual person or not. I don't think it gets any more in your face of you were going to meet the girls that day. You are a child predator. And supposedly you didn't go meet the girls the day they were murdered. You didn't go. You chose not to. I don't buy it. There's something there. And I don't know why they don't want to investigate him further. If he's connected to somebody, I don't know. There's too many questions and too many bad actors in this.
Remember, red flags are smoke. And that guy's got two red flags. And that is pedophile and was going to meet them. Richard Allen's one red flag was he was in the area, but it was negated by the fact that he said he was in the area.
Yeah, he volunteered it. I don't know what to say. It just keeps going. The defense, of course, we're going to watch. I'll keep you up to date every day on how all of that plays out in Delphi, Indiana. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.